In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The family, it never, never, never ceases to amaze me how each day the sacred scriptures give us words to apply to this very day. Or maybe it's just that humanity gives us facts that make it easy to apply the sacred scriptures. That's probably more like it. Humanity gives us facts. And once again, today makes the point. We just repeated 5 times these words. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Every age means every age, which means it means this age, the age in which we live. In this age, our Lord is our refuge. Our Lord is our refuge in this age when another illness is just another illness has swept through humanity. Like so many illnesses have swept through humanity before, this is small potatoes compared to some of them. The Black Plague raged for 400 years. That's an illness we should be worrying about. Not this COVID-19. The Lord is our refuge in this age. In this age when there is an illness sweeping amongst us, in times of scary, ominous sounding pandemics, our Lord is our refuge. Unfortunately, both leaders in the government and leaders in the church utterly have failed to do what they should have done. And now we are reaping what they sowed over the past 79 days or so. Get it straight, dear family. Get it straight. What you are seeing in the streets of so many major cities is a direct result of utterly failed leadership in the secular government and in the church. And we are reaping what they sowed. And the worst part of it is that it does not take a rocket scientist to figure out what human nature has taught us since the beginning of time. The flock will follow the shepherd unto sacrifice of life itself. If the shepherd acts like a leader, the flock will follow great leaders in the secular government and in the church. But never forget that the flock will follow great leaders, whether they be good men or whether they are bad men. But flocks need our leaders. And in this day, in our time and place, they're getting none. No matter what the age, though, the one leader above all that we must strive to follow is Jesus the Lord, because he is the way, the only way, and most definitely not just a privileged way. That's rat poison. He is not a privileged way. He is the way. Anybody, any Catholic who preaches the gospel other than that is not Catholic. He is the way. And what we're reaping out there now in our cities today is exactly what was sowed back in 1963, when after almost 200 years of our constitutional right absolutely and unequivocally permitting prayer in public schools and the public forum, we allowed mere humans on the U.S. Supreme Court, atheist, godless masons, to remove God and his Bible and his son, Jesus our Lord, from schools in the public forum. Culminating, we saw it reach its culmination in the most diabolical anti-Christian president in Obama, who dared to say, disparagingly, that we cling to our Bibles and our guns, like as if that's a bad thing. Yes, that's right, socialist communist Obama. We cling to our Bibles because it is our First Amendment right. And we know, unlike you, that Almighty God, our Lord, is our refuge in every age. And yes, that's right, one world government, Hillary Clinton. We cling to our Bibles because it is our First Amendment right. And you, Hillary Clinton, do not have the right to use the power of government to force us, like left-wing socialist fascists always have done, to change what you disparagingly referred to as our deep-seated religious beliefs. And yes, that's right, socialist, communist, Obama. We also cling to our guns because this is our Second Amendment right. And the identity politics of division that you spawned and fostered since your days working as a rank communist under the euphemism of community organizer, a communist organization, an anti-American, anti-Christian, communist organization, is revealed for the foul policies it encompasses and the madness now we're seeing running around in our streets. And yes, that's right, one world government, Hillary Clinton. We want to make America great. We also cling to our guns because it is our Second Amendment right, precisely because we know the founders gave us that right, specifically to defend and protect ourselves from politicians like you. Your family gets this straight. It's just so simple. We can only shake our heads that so many leaders outside the church, but unfortunately so many leaders inside the church do not get it. As Michael Matt succinctly stated it, Christ or chaos? But as he said, Christ was driven out long ago, such that there is no unifying moral law. There's no moral law going on in those streets. How many Catholics did you see running around pillaging in Minneapolis, LA, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia? How many Catholics did you see out there pillaging? Zero. I counted. I looked. I couldn't find one. Christ was driven out long ago, such there's no unifying moral law. And as Mr. Matt put it, you cannot police people who have no idea how to police themselves. And so what we are seeing now is an out-of-control spawn of the national lockdown, a social moral chaos. All because everyone seems to have forgotten what the pagan and atheist leaders literally choose to ignore. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Every age means every age, which means it means this age, the age in which we live. In this age, our Lord is our refuge. Our Lord is a refuge in this age when 11 to 12 weeks of insane lockdown by clueless fascist bureaucrats has utterly destroyed human community and built a powder keg of combustible alienation and anxiety. Our Lord is our refuge in this age, when far worse than any clueless fascist bureaucrats, the faithful have just endured 11 to 12 weeks of insane lockout of churches, Catholic and non-Catholic alike, by so many clueless, milquetoast shepherds whose failure to lead their flocks in such desperate times has done such harm to the faith community and has overwhelmingly contributed to the powder keg of combustible alienation and anxiety. Memo to the clueless lead shepherds of every denomination. Don't tell your shepherds they can't gather the flock together into one communion, one community. Tell them, yes, they can, and this is the plan. That is what a shepherd does. Well, that is what a true leader does. Yes, we can, and here's the plan. You know, Eisenhower didn't say, hey, there's a beach over there somewhere in France. Let's just go see what we can do. They followed him unto death on the beaches because he gave them a plan and he led the way. Is that so much to ask? So why do we keep being force-fed such tripe? We're so worried about your bodily health, that we're going to deny you what you need for eternal health. What? Oh my goodness. St. Paul, Peter today. Look at this. For this reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge. That's yesterday's. Here we go. Well, that was good. Therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, be on your guard not to be led into error of the unprincipled, and to fall from your own stability, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him. There's the plan. St. Peter gave it to us. It's all over sacred scripture. That's what a shepherd is supposed to do. Give us the plan. Show us how we can. So why do we keep being force-fed such tripe that we're so worried about your bodily health that we're going to deny you what you need for eternal health? Unless, dear family, unless. In the case of the Catholic Church, they don't think coming to the holy sacrifice of the Mass and reception of the grace of the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, is that essential after all? What are we doing here? Why is anybody watching on TV? Shepherds think we can do without it, despite the fact that Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread. We know that. Here's a simple way to figure that out, dear family. If daily bread in the Holy Eucharist was not essential, then there is no reason whatsoever for daily Holy Mass. None. What are we doing here? It's not essential. We don't need it. Figure that out, dear family. The attitude behind so many closures of Catholic churches for an indefinite period of time. They're still closing some other places. Seattle, still locked down. No daily Mass, sorry. No weekend Masses, sorry. It's incomprehensible. While we succumb to some diabolical fear of getting sick and dying, something from which 97 to 99.75% recover just fine. In fact, most don't even know they had it to begin with. Let's just close the Catholic churches. Let's just shut them down. Let's just deny Mass on the weekends and during the week. What cowardice lies behind the shutdown in civil government and in church government? Dear family, 11 plus weeks of shutdown have left massive quantities of the population idle. Like, we learned this as a kid. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. But there's a reason why that we have that adage. And what have we done? 30 million idled. I know Nancy Pelosi, and we'd like to talk about her. Well, she's idle. She doesn't even show up in Washington half the time. She's sure collecting her paycheck. Eleven plus weeks of shutdown have left massive quantities of the population idle, brewing in the masses such social unrest, building such a powder keg that all it took for the country and even internationally now to pillage and plunder and loot and destroy and pose a horrific risk to civilized society was one bizarre event in sleepy little Minneapolis and the nationwide meltdown. What are we on, day 6 or 7 now? And what did the left-wing leaders do about it? As a couple hundred businesses were destroyed in Minneapolis while pillagers and looters even ransacked like Fifth Avenue and attacked Beverly Hills, they all did what the mayor of Minneapolis did, let the violent renegade burn and destroy a police station. Dear family, God bless our police and our firefighters and our first responders. There's a reason why that's on that sign out front. God bless them, because every single day, long before this and long after this nightmare, every single day they put on their uniforms, they put their lives on the line. And the great irony, the great excuse by the left-wing plunderers is that all the police as a whole are bad because some bad apple did some bad thing up in Minneapolis. And so all police are now targets. And the left-wing leaders do not have their backs. Four police were shot in St. Louis. A Bronx policeman was injured by an intentional hit and run. An SUV intentionally plowed into Buffalo police, seriously injuring at least two. Left-wing leaders don't have their backs. Dear family, the police are here to serve and protect us. And what the brainless left-wing cannot figure out is that when this is all over, they don't get it. When this is all over, we will have more police, not less. They'll be less tolerant of your stupidity out there, you pillagers and plunderers. They'll be less tolerant of it. Because we're not going to let this happen again. You know, study all those things. Like in South America is a great example. Look at Argentina or Chile or Venezuela. Look at what happened when the left-wingers started to do bad things. It didn't end well. This isn't rocket science. This is humanity. This is human nature. And we know all about it. The last 100 years have told us all we need to know about it. We're going to have more police less tolerant of stupidity than they are now. Because the majority of civilized people among us readily will pay police and even the military to protect us from new left-wing plunderers. The protect part of serve and protect is to protect us from criminal thugs like you. Dear family, let us never forget. In every age, our Lord has been our refuge. Of course, the thugs and the left-wingers don't understand this. We who cling to our Bibles and our guns understand it perfectly. In every age, and including this age, our Lord has been our refuge. Every age means every age, which means it is this age, the age in which we live. In this age, our Lord is our refuge. Which means you and I, faithful Catholics, must do two things. Firstly, vote only for those government leaders who understand, who profess that our Lord is our refuge in this age, and who will bring grace back into our public lives. Hear that again. We, as faithful followers of the Good Shepherd, Jesus our Lord, must vote only for those government leaders who understand that the Lord is our refuge and who will bring grace back into our secular lives, into our public lives. And secondly, vote in a sense for church leaders by demanding leadership that makes order out of chaos and who understand that simple principle for which Jesus taught us to pray, a prayer we can look every shepherd in the eye and say, as Jesus taught us to say, give us this day our daily bread. For all, there's no point in us praying that if they're not going to do it. We don't insist upon it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.